or get trip protection for delays or cancellations right from your phone. Download the Smart Bunny Insurance app today and travel smarter. Smart Bunny Insurance. Fast, easy, and always ready to hop into action.
Insurance sold by Smart Bunny Insurance Services, Inc. Underwritten by various insurers. Coverage, exclusions, and limitations may apply.
WLTW New York.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Alex, a woman who was a single mom, raised three boys. Now they're grown and on their own, and none of them seem to have the time or energy to spend with mom. And she's feeling kind of bitter, kind of hurt, kind of neglected. And I would too, Alex, but here's what I would say to you. You are going to have to build a life where your needs are met by other people, not by your sons. Because your sons have flown the coop and they've moved on with their lives and their wives and their college and their careers. And for whatever reason, they're not recognizing the sacrifices you made to raise them. But there are so many people in this world, Alex, that would love to have a good friend, a mentor, a mother figure. So many people that you can fill your heart and your home with. And if your boys are too busy or too distracted, they're lost. There's plenty of other people, especially young people, who would love to have somebody who could mentor them and encourage them and spend time with them. There's probably some kids, some young people, some young adults in your own neighborhood who did not have a mom like you who sacrificed to raise them. And they would love the attention and affection that you could shower them with. So if your own biological kids are too busy living their own life to be connected to you, then create a family of love and live life fully. That's what I've done. That's what I would do if I were you.
I just wanna tell you how I'm feeling. Everybody knows my name now, but something about it still feels strange. Like looking in a mirror, trying to steady yourself and seeing somebody else. And everything is not the same now. It feels like all our lives have changed. Maybe when I'm older it'll all calm down, but it's killing me now. What if you had it all, but nobody to call? Maybe then you'd know me. 'Cause I've had everything, but no one's listening. And that's just f***ing lonely. I'm so lonely. The price you pay for the money and fame at an early age. And everybody saw me sick, and it felt like no one gave a sh-. They criticized the things I did as an idiot kid. What if you had it all, but nobody to call? Maybe then you'd know me. 'Cause I've had everything, but no one's listening, and that's just f***ing lonely. I'm so lonely.
Hi, thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
Yes, I'd like to request a song.
For?
Jessica.
Who is Jessica, and what do you want to tell Jessica?
That I love her and that she's put up with me for this whole year that we've been married, and this house that I own that we're just about ready to sell now.
She's put up with you and the house. It sounds like the house has a personality or something.
Yes, you know how the money pit is, right?
Oh, don't I, though?
Yeah, that's how this has been. It's been our money pit for the last, well, my money pit for the last 4 years, and hers, you know, since we've been married. She's put up with the mess and the remodeling and the reworking, and finally we decided it's time to move on.
So you're not going to pour any more money into the pit?
Nope, we're going to move on.
Is it to such a state that you can sell it? I mean, is everything up to code? Are the major things redone?
That's why we're here tonight, actually. She's helping me work on it now as I'm talking to you, and we're trying to get it ready for when we list it. And it's going to be a tight one, but we should make it, hopefully.
What are you going to do once you get out from under the weight of this money pit? Are you going to rent an apartment, or are you going to buy another house?
Well, we're going to look at all the options, including renting and getting a condo or buying a house.
But it's a good thing you love her enough to say, okay, enough is enough. Let's sell the money pit and get a nice little easy-to-maintain condominium.
Exactly.
Until you get the itch again and you go, honey, I found this fixer-upper. It's a great investment.
Exactly. Well, you know, I mean, renting out to people would be an option eventually, I think, once we get more stable ourselves. You know, then I can do this. I can work on houses, but not my own.
Good luck, sweetie.
Undeniable that we should be together. It's unbelievable how I used to say that I'd fall never. The basis you need to know, if you don't know just how I feel, then let me show you now that I'm for real. If all things in time, time will. Yeah. One, you're like a dream come true. Two, just wanna be with you. Three, 'cause it's plain to see that you're the only one for me. And four, repeat steps one through three.
I start back at one. It's so incredible the way things work themselves out. And all emotional once you know what it's all about. Hey, and undesirable for us to be apart. Never would have made it very far. Cause you know you got the keys to my heart. Cause one, you're like a dream come true. Two, just wanna be with you. Three, girl, it's plain to see that you're the only one for me. And four, repeat steps one through three. Five, make you fall in love with me. If ever I believe my work is done, then I start.
Whether you are calling me because you are planning on getting married soon, or you are going through a heartbreak and you need a song to ease the pain, whatever it is that you are calling about, I am here for you. We live, we learn, we pick ourselves up again and again, and we move on. If you need a little help moving on, I'll be here to help you all night long. You're listening to Delilah.
Got a condo in Manhattan, baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so gonna get to clapping. Go pop it for a plan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan, drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami, wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner, Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it, got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it, take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac,
girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Cool jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica.
Girl, I'll be a flico mamacita.
A promise that I can't keep.
I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave.
Shopping sprees in Paris, everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest.
Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac,
girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white.
Lucky for you, that's what I like.
in the 80s. Through today. Now arriving at 106.7 Light FM. iHeartRadio Music You Should Know featuring Coldplay. Feels like I'm falling in love.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that. But I just can't stop. And my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill. Any angel on my windowsill. But it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la 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 la. I know, la 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 la. Still I don't let go. On fields of flowers grow.
Create your own Coldplay custom station with iHeartRadio.
Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
I just need you now.
Hi, welcome aboard. You've called the Delilah Show on New York's Light at Night. Who is this?
Hey, my name is Ryan.
Ryan, welcome. What can I do for you?
Hey, I'm just calling tonight. Just listening to your work, which I've been doing for many years now. I've been trying to get through, and just wanted to say a big thank you for all your inspirational words. And you know, I'm just finishing my work at this evening, and it's been a long day. And I appreciate all the good music and things you have to say, and all the great advice you give to your listeners. I just wanted to give a big shout out to my coworkers, Stacy and Brandon.
And where do you work?
I work for a mental illness organization.
And are you somebody that works with people who are struggling with different mental illnesses, and you're there for them?
Yeah, it's like a case management program.
And Stacy and Brandon as well?
Yes.
God bless you three and everybody else that is a part of your organization. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for caring for folks and loving them and understanding. I'm sure you do a lot of advocating for people who battle mental illness, so thank you.
Absolutely.
I will play a song for you as I celebrate you and all the unsung heroes out
That's
there.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. Good night.
Have a good night.
Treated me kind, sweet destiny, carried me through desperation to the one that was waiting for me. It took so long, still I believed somehow the one that I needed would find me eventually. Vision of love, and it was all that you've given to me.
How was your day today? Have you turned off the news? Oh, my word. So much insanity going on around the world. I don't even have a clue where to start with that. So I'm not going to. I'm really not going to. What I am going to say is that no matter what is going on around the world, unless you can change it, unless you can impact it, unless you can have some direct impact on it, it isn't worth losing your serenity over. It's not. Tonight and every night, I am here to remind you to live your life fully, to live your life passionately, and to live your life with kindness. We'll be back. You're listening to Delilah.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. And drove it deep in my heart. You walked out that door, I swore that I didn't care. But I lost everything, darling, then and there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry. Too proud to tell you I was wrong. I know that I was blind. And darling, if I could turn back time, if I could
I know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. midnight into morning coffee, burning through the hours talking. Damn, I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time, I stayed for a long time, cause I like me better when, I like me better when I'm with you. I don't know what it is, but I got that feeling. Waking up in this bed next to you, swear the room, yeah, got no ceiling. If we lay, let the day just pass us by. I might get to too much talking. I might have to tell you something. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time, I stayed for a long time, cause I like me better when, I like me better when I'm with you.
Come home to me, Delilah. Each night right here on New York's 106.7 Light FM. Good Tuesday evening to you, New York City, Connecticut, New Jersey. This is The Light at Night. How was your day today? Did you have a tough day? Did you have things going on in your life that just threw you for a loop? We had some things going on in our family that threw us for a loop, but you know what? All you can do is hang on tight to God and pray your way through it. That's all you can do when you've got teenagers and they're making bad choices or going too fast or whatever. You just got to hold on tight to God. If you're going through something and you need to talk, 1-800-222-1067. We will be back, New York City. You're listening to Delilah. welcome. This is Dee. Who's with me on the line?
Oh, this is Dory.
All right, Dory. Who's on your heart tonight?
Thinking about my husband. I'm just really sentimental. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. You're not just forgetful. You're a big softy.
Yeah. I don't know. He's just been a good husband, a good provider, and obviously a good father. I mentioned that we have three kids. And it's been good to, well, we've been married 13 and a half years. So, you know, you get kind of, I think you take each other for granted.
Kind of in a rut, kind of in a routine.
Yeah.
You forget to keep that passion and that excitement alive.
Right. And we just sort of worked through some things lately. It's been really good. So, I don't know. I am grateful. And I just appreciate the person he is, and I guess that's what I was wanting to do, you know, just do something special, you know, after feeling like I have taken him for granted, and, well, he probably does the same with me, too, some, but I wanted to look back on some of the special things and ways that he's helped me fulfill my dream, you know, that I've become a counselor, and I wanted to do that, and he kept encouraging me, and it would have been easy to not do it, you know, with three kids and all, but I've gotten back to that, and it's been really good.
So he's your friend, he's your sweetheart, he's your love.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's a real supporter.
Yeah, and he's a great father. That's probably the thing that stands out the most.
Let me see if I can't find a wonderful song to celebrate this family that sounds like shares an awful lot of love.
Yeah, well, we try to.
God bless you, honey.
You too. I appreciate your show a lot.
You have a good night.
How do I get through a night without you? If I had to live without you, what kind of life?
as long as I keep dancing.
New York's one and only 106.7 Light FM. Your home for requests, dedications, and the greatest love songs of all time with me, Delilah, on the Light at Night. When someone hurts you, forgive them. I know it's hard. Who is it hard? I've been struggling with that lately. I have been so angry and so bitter towards somebody for inserting themselves into an area that is none of their business. And I was reminded that I talk about forgiveness all the time, and yet I wasn't being forgiving. I wasn't showing grace. Forgiveness is a powerful tool of healing. When you forgive someone, it releases you to move forward. All I know for sure is that love and forgiveness, never the wrong answer, always the right answer. You're listening to Delilah.
You're hearing Delilah
on WLTW,
New York's Light FM.
Hi, Danny. Welcome to the Delilah Show. What's going on in your corner of the world?
Well, Delilah's not good. I'm having relationship problems, which is my fault, which comes to the trust issue. And I'm trying to get the trust back with the love of my life.
Okay, what did you lie about?
A lot of things.
Like?
With situations like with, I have, you know, kids out there, and then just not telling her the truth about things.
You have kids out there.
Well, see, because she, it's a long story. She thinks I have things going on with my ex, and she doesn't realize that me and my exes, I have 4 kids, so.
With how many different women?
3.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, but she doesn't
realize.
So,
in addition to being honest, you have a little commitment problem here, Danny.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get that trust back. I know it's going to take a long time, and, you know, it's not the first time she threw me out of the house, so I would do anything to get her back.
Well, it sounds to me like instead of trying to get her back, you need to focus on Danny right now and get your head on straight and your life going the right direction.
Yeah.
Instead of worrying about trying to win this woman's trust or love, how about worrying about taking care of all your kids and all your responsibilities?